But in Perth, at quarries in Western Australia, Katinka Ruthroff is seeing how the leftovers from mining, the ingredients of concrete, can be turned to good use as mulch.
Shell grit is a waste product of dredging because the limestone company uses the lime sand to produce high quality calcium carbonate sand for its lime production, and the shell grit is a byproduct of this. It is filtered out and washed, and we have quite substantial amounts of this shell grit. It's actually taking up large quantities of space in quarries, and a collaborator of mine, John Toft, thought of this idea of using it for rehabilitation and also dust suppression.
Right, so you transport this shell grit to places where you've got plantations?
We're actually using it on site. Cockburn Cement does have substantial quarries and also disused areas. And fugitive dust, as we call that, is quite a problem in southwest Western Australia, in this region, because of our very strong southwesterly winds that come in, especially in summer, after lunchtime. It's called the Fremantle Doctor. And we obviously want to reduce the fugitive dusts, given the impact on the surrounding communities. And we see shell grit as an opportunity to use a waste product, but also to reduce dust.
And as a mulch?
Yes, we've also been using it as a mulch, and John Toft has been using it for the last two seasons, using it to retain moisture after planting medium-sized plants, and the survival rates have been fantastic. And we monitored moisture content above and below the shell grit, and it was substantially increased beneath the shells, which is fantastic. So we're reducing water, we're also reducing dust, and we're increasing the survival of seedlings. And this year, we actually planted straight into 100% shell grit, and we're waiting to see how those seedlings are performing over summer.
Isn't that interesting? How does it compare to conventional mulch, which, of course, is usually something to do with bark, you know, ground up bits of old wood?
Yes, we have been using mulch from on-site to do landscaping. Also, I tend not to use mulch from external places, just given the ability, I guess, of pathogens to be imported onto site.
Who's financing this? Isn't the mining companies being benign?
The mining company is financing all of this, and they're putting quite a bit of funds into R&D, and so they want to extend, I guess, the knowledge that we have about this shell grit, what's its lifespan, what's its capability in terms of sustaining plant growth and survival. It also does contain quantities of seagrass. I suspect it's approximately 20% of the shell grit, and it is old, it's decomposing, and it actually smells a little bit of seagrass, but I suspect that there might be either biological or nutritional value in it. And so we're really interested in extending the R&D program for that.
If it all works, would you think of spreading your shell grit around, taking it to other parts of Western Australia?
We were considering researching other uses for shell grit as well. Can we sell it to other companies? Can we make a wonderful shell-based concrete flooring out of it? And perhaps other people producing such wastes, maybe they should look at their waste products as a bit of a potential product instead of just a byproduct.
You're a lateral thinker, clearly. What has this all got to do with climate change?
Western Australia has suffered from a step-down shift in especially rainfall since the 1970s. And 2010 was a very dry winter for us. We only received around 45% of our rainfall. And given this drying, it's really important for such companies to develop new ways of looking at waste products and reducing dust especially, because that long summer period might become longer and longer.
Katinka Ruthroff is at the Murdoch University in Perth. And so it was farewell to Margaret Thatcher this week. One of the most diverting headlines came from Ireland. It said, "The Iron Lady, rust in peace." But some aspects of her life have been overlooked. For instance, that her supervisor at Oxford, the great Dorothy Hodgkin, made Margaret's research assignment so hard that that's possibly why she gave up chemistry in the end, though she did do some work leading to the production of twirly ice cream. Then there was her magnificent statement as PM, and I promise you this is true, every Prime Minister needs a willy. And finally, there was her intention in the 1980s to rescue Australia from the threat of socialism under Hawke. This is how we reported it at the time.
Just a minute, Des. Hello? Is anybody there?
Is that Mrs. Thatcher? Mrs. Thatcher, are you still online? Can you hear us still? This is the ABC in Australia.
Yes, I've been listening to the whole preposterous story, and let me tell you and Mr. Hawke that I am now preparing to leave this base and travel to Australia to take command. There will be no usurping of the natural order by an Antipodean socialist. If one lot must go, it will be him. Dennis, you stay here. Stay where you are. Carol, come on, off we go. You know Australia, don't you? You can take Queensland, and I'll find something for Mark to do, but for God's sake, don't follow any directions he might give you. We'll end up in the middle of the Sahara.
They're out of sorts in Sunderland and terribly cross in Kent. They're dull in Hull and the Isle of Mull is seething with discontent. They're nervous in Northumberland and Devon is down the drain. They're filled with wrath on the Firth of Forth and sullen on Salisbury Plain. In Dublin they're depressed, lads, maybe because they're Celts. For Drake is going west, lads, and so is everyone else. Hooray, 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 misery's on the way. There are bad times just around the corner. There are dark clouds hurtling through the sky. And it's no good whining about a silver lining, for we know from experience that they won't roll by. With the scowl and a frown, we'll keep our peckers down and prepare for depression and doom and dread. We're going to unpack our troubles from our old kit bag and wait until we drop down dead. There are bad times just around the corner. The horizon's gloomy as can be. There are blackbirds over the greyish cliffs of Dover, and the rats are preparing to leave the BBC. We're an unhappy breed, and very bored indeed when reminded of something that Nelson said. And while the press and the politicians nag, 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 we'll wait until we drop down dead.